Gettysburg Seminary presents the Seminary Explores podcast. Conversations on faith, art, people, politics, theology, life, and more. With voices from around the corner and around the globe.
There's an old motto, I think, from the Goodwill that would say, not charity, but a chance. Today, we want to raise the question of charity versus sustainable development. I'm Jerry Christensen, and this is the Seminary Explores, with a welcome to Dr. David Crowner, who is the Emeritus Professor of German Language and Literature at Gettysburg College, and currently the long-time co-chair of Project Gettysburg-Leon. We'll probably refer to that frequently as PGL. Over all the years that you've been related to PGL, Dave, how have things changed? Has there been a different attitude towards sustainable development that came along during those years?
Yes, there is. And it's a very interesting transition. I should start by talking about the initial phases in PGL. Project Gettysburg-Leon came about in the mid-1980s. And this was a time not long after the Sandinista Revolution, and in which 50,000 Nicaraguans were killed. The country, as a result, moving into the 1980s, was in very poor health. There were many needs. And so, just serendipitously, Project Gettysburg-Leon gets started. 1985 is when the first delegations went down there. 1986, it's incorporated. 1990, we become an official sister city of Leon, Gettysburg and Leon. So anyhow, it's the mid-80s, and when you think of the history of Nicaragua, they had great needs. And so it was easy when we went down there to see they need food, they need medicine, they need clothing, and so on. And in that kind of situation, you fall into the pattern then of providing things.
So you began raising money and shipping money down in Nicaragua?
And that would be, what we might call charity. And I had some notes. There's an invoice from December 1987 for suitcases of donations that went to Leon. Mm-hmm. And there are 31 categories of things that you could give. It was school supplies, dental supplies, hospital supplies. And those 31 suitcases, those suitcases contained supplies valued at $5,680. So people were giving a lot. One of the fellows in PGL drove to Nicaragua with a van with 140 cartons of medical supplies. And
that must have been interesting, crossing those borders with medical supplies in the back.
And I remember in those days, we would solicit contributions from people in Gettysburg and at the schools and so on. And one time I went down to the basement of where one of the members was storing the donations before they were to be packaged. And there were the ubiquitous stuffed animals for kids. Well, you know, to what extent is a stuffed animal going to help people sustain their life? But it was a way that people here felt connected and were giving what they could.
Mm-hmm. It was a start.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And how did things develop from there?
Well, over time, it was clear from the start, really, that the best way to help people is to help them, as we have that little motto, is help people help themselves. And so the change came about over time, so that instead of talking about carrying out projects, in the 90s, PGL started talking about carrying out sustainable development. And that shifts away from sending down things. Like we sent things to the fire department and to a baseball team and the hospital and so on. But now the shift was to do things that help the people help themselves.
Mm-hmm. Like, for example?
Well, for example, one of the things that we did was we went to a little village on the edge of León and did a survey, asked them what they needed and how they could help and so on, and decided to build or help them build a preschool, one building with preschool space and a little kind of a kitchenette inside. And the idea being this is something then that the people can sustain with their own teachers related to the Ministry of Education and so on. And then we can back out as they take this over. Okay. That's, you know, the kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When, let's see, over the years, we've had, up until recently, we had 10 coordinators who were in charge of the program down there, mostly, you know, about 2-3 years at a time. Mm-hmm. Then the last ones are a husband-wife team, so they are number 11 and 12. Mm-hmm. And when they came, they wanted to know exactly what our mission is and what our vision is and so on, and we talked a lot about that. And we came up with 8 ingredients for carrying out sustainable development.
Okay.
It was really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
One is that, and maybe the first one, you listen to the people. Mm-hmm. So the coordinators go and listen. And that's hard. It's not easy. Because if you know the answers already, from all the experience you've had in the United States, and coordinators now were in the Peace Corps, and they were involved with nonprofit organizations in Colorado. They know a tremendous amount. So to go and just sit and listen and ask the people, what do you need? What do you want? What are your dreams? It's not always easy. A part of that, then, point number two, is to recognize oppression. And there can be various kinds of oppression. In countries in Central America, for example, the men are in charge. And so the women are in a lesser role.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one form of oppression. And you've got to take that into account. What kind of role do the women play in this village? Mm-hmm. And how do we listen to them? Should we listen to them? Or should we just listen to the men? That kind of thing.
Okay.
Third, avoid imposing ourselves, and that's a part of what we've already talked about.
This is what you need. We come from North America. We come from the United States, and we can tell you what you really need. That's paternalism
and
in its worst form.
Paternalism that reinforces this inferiority and superiority complexes that are there, and that undermines local initiative. So that's the third thing. Fourth, you have to recognize and build on the local assets. So in listening to the people and so on, you find out what can they do? How can they participate in this particular initiative? How can they contribute to the common good? Because all the people, everybody has some gifts, some skills, some assets. And so PGL can recognize those assets and build on them. Next point is to focus on empowering the people and encouraging them to find their own solutions. And you were just talking about that you can't go in and tell them, oh, this is what your hopes are, your dreams?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what you need to do.
We know how to do it.
You have to encourage them to think of what they want. And then next step is you partner with them. So PGL, in almost all of these initiatives and projects, partners with the people to get them to take the lead, but we're there kind of in the background working with them. One more, this is a little on a little bit different level, is that it's good in these initiatives of sustainable development, it's good to make connections, to network, because in Nicaragua, there are other organizations doing similar work, like PGL. So we can, if they're in the area, in the neighborhood, we can go to them and say, hey, this community is interested in a particular, let's say, water project. What experience have you had? And are you interested in networking with us? And that is very helpful, especially if they've already had contact with the people, finding out what the people want. Then the last one, and this is one I hadn't really thought of when we were having a roundtable discussion, is to celebrate the positive change.
Oh, yes.
That at points along the along this mm-hmm. development, you can have, you know, parties. Mm-hmm. Celebrate what's happened that's good, mm-hmm. so that the people have a sense, hey, this is working, and mm-hmm. we've accomplished something. You can divide it up into a series of little celebrations, essentially saying, this is a job well done. You people are doing a good job.
David Crowder is our guest today, a former professor of German language and literature at Gettysburg College and currently co-chair of Project Gettysburg León. We're talking about sustainable development versus charity, not charity, but a chance, and the eight criteria that they have developed at PGL, Project Gettysburg León, to have the possibility of sustainable development. What projects have you actually then been involved in when these criteria, or some of them before you actually articulated them, were in force? What are your big projects in León? Schools?
The biggest ones at this point are assisting the community of Talolinga, a rural agricultural community up in the hills outside of León. And that has to do with their agriculture. The second big one is supporting a school for the arts in León itself, Taller Suchalt. And the third one is working with this community of Monte Horeb, where we started that preschool. And another one that's a little bit to the side of these is supporting a school for children at risk, for youth at risk, with a before and after school program, where we help support one of the social worker teachers there. And so we've been doing that for a number of years. Those are kind of the main ones at this point.
Are you thinking of changing projects with your current directors on site, the couple who really back this idea of sustainable? Are you thinking of changing some directions in those projects?
Yes.
Or initiating new ones? Or are you in the process now of investigating with the people what they might want to do?
Yeah, we're in the process of investigating right now. One example is the directors there met with a teacher in one of the public schools who is very interested in introducing a program in studying the environment and saving the environment, because that's a big issue down there. Mm-hmm. So environmental studies. And the question is, what could we do? How should we be involved? What could our role? That's about as far as we've gotten. Mm-hmm. But it, on the surface, up to this point, it sounds like a very good initiative to somehow help this teacher who's really, mm-hmm. you know, dedicated to this. That's one.
You get occasionally persons there who you've developed a relationship with, and they have a special need. Surgery, something to help a child in the family, illness, something like that. Yeah. When you face those individual cases, I'm not sure you've got an answer, but that's got to be a tough one.
It is. Well, you brought up a really interesting topic, because there's a wonderful gentleman who is the driver of the pickup truck, or if they need a van down there when groups come down to visit. Wonderful guy. Now, in the background, you have all this that we've just talked about, how development ought to go. Mm-hmm. he came to Carlos and Jessica, our two directors, and said, my young daughter needs hospital care. She's very sick. And I'm wondering if you can help me out with a loan. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Mm-hmm. This is not sustainable development like we've been talking about. But how do you tell someone mm-hmm. who is so close and been so loyal to PGL, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
This doesn't fit our categories.
Yeah, right. Well, it probably is, instead of one or the other, it's going to be both and.
The main
focus will be on sustainable development, but you can't turn a blind eye to some individual needs. And the difference there is it's not going to be charity. It's going to be a loan, if at all possible.
Or if you go back into the 80s, there was the Hurricane Mitch. And people needed immediate mm-hmm. emergency aid. Mm-hmm. And you can't say, oh, I'm sorry. We only do sustainable development. And we canvassed and raised thousands of dollars for, emergency aid. So there's that, too.
Another exception you've already mentioned I can imagine. You have, for a long time, had a school of the arts mm-hmm. of some kind, and it's well known here in this area because you brought people here to do. Mm-hmm. In fact, where we're interviewing today at Gettysburg Seminary, I'm looking across the hallway, and there is a marvelous mural done by one of the artists who came up from mm-hmm. Gettysburg and from Leon and helped us here in Gettysburg to put this together with the help of locals, leading me to the point of an art school is not really sustainable development in a sense either, in a technical sense. It doesn't pay for itself.
No. And if you look around in Gettysburg or probably any community of where people who are listening live, how does a group of artists sustain itself with an art?
Rarely is there going to be profit in the kind of arts that the kids are doing.
You have to have a lot of charitable contributions. Yeah, the art school has been wonderfully successful. It was founded in 1994.
One of your earliest and longest.
And many, many young people have learned painting and dance and music and so on there. When Carlos and Jessica arrived a year ago, they said, let's investigate now and see how we might be able to make the school more self-sustaining. And that meant moving into a plan of having an administrator and making sure that the books are kept properly. And that meant bringing in a financial advisor to work with them. Well, you take some young artists
anywhere in the world.
Using these criteria we were talking about, listening to them, not telling them what to do and so on, and try to get them into a system where they have good finances and good leadership and so on, it's not easy.
And you have to account for the pencils and the pens and the brushes.
And so Carlos and Jessica are struggling with that.
It's a teachable moment. It's not going to be an easy, but it's a teachable moment that people who are artists still have to be responsible for the money they received and how it is spent. But that doesn't mean that you remove the school from your list by any means.
No. We just make sure that we are working in such a way that they are doing as much as they can for themselves and that we're supporting them, that we're not taking the lead. Mm. I have to add one little note. There is a possibility now of aligning the school with through the mayor's office with a space where they can have their school. And that would eliminate paying rent and so on. So, there are some good options out there.
In the foreseeable future, you and your current directors then are probably going to continue this policy of sustainable development and move away as much as possible from the criteria of charity.
Definitely.
And that holds prospects for some very exciting new prospects because the fact of that the people themselves will be involved and can celebrate their own successes.
Yeah. A good example of that, the most recent one, is in this rural village of Talalinga, the people themselves have, in effect, said, we need a water system. They don't have a good water supply, especially they've had drought over the last, 6 months. And so Carlos and Jessica have been working with them and have come up with a plan, working also with the department in Nicaragua of, you know, what, community resources and so on, and have a plan laid out now to build a water system. However, it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. So now they are doing what we talked about in these points. They're networking with some other groups to see who else can help out. But it's a terrific example of something that the people wanted,
yeah,
that they've helped, you know, organize, and that will last for years. Yeah. You know, it's not like giving them a stuffed animal.
No. It's moved a long way from that. It's big. It's got great goals, and it's something that the people themselves are going to be involved in. David Crowner is our guest today. Dr. Crowner is Emeritus Professor of German Languages and Literature at Gettysburg College and currently co-chair of Project Gettysburg Leon. We've talked about sustainable development versus charity. I'm Jerry Christensen. For the Seminary Explorers, thank you for listening. Have a very good day.
You have been listening to The Seminary Explorers from historic Seminary Ridge in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, a production of Gettysburg Seminary. We invite you to visit our website at www.ltsg.edu. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Gettysburg Seminary or the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.